Amen. I truly sense the Lord is here this morning. I've sensed His presence and I've been touched by His presence this morning. And I trust that you have too. And, you know, I know I say this often, but the presence of the Lord, that is just what we value in our church today. And we're so thankful for the presence of the Lord. Well, this is the first opportunity I've had to speak to us as a church going into the new year. And I just have to say, this morning I don't have a sermon. I don't have a message. I just have something on my heart I want to share with you regarding our church and the year 2014. And just something I truly believe was birthed by the Lord in my heart. And I just want to share that with you today. And I do want to go to the passage of Scripture. Go with me to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. I just want to read the first three verses. It says, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light." Let me just pray this morning. Father, I'm just asking just for your help, God. Lord, there's just something that's in my heart and it's been in my heart, Lord, since early December, Lord. A prayer that's been in my heart, God. And I truly believe that it's birthed from your heart. I truly believe it's something that you want to carry us into, Lord, in this year of 2014, God. And I'm just asking that you would help me, Lord, just to convey, God, what is on your heart and on my heart, God, regarding our church, Lord. And Lord, help us to hear it, Father. And I just pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, just going into the new year and thinking about going into the new year, as I said, since early January and through the month of December, there's just been something weighing upon my heart that I truly believe is birthed from the Lord. And what I have upon my heart is simply this, that the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ would just carry us into a deeper place of prayer as a church. That the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ would carry us into a measure of prayer that we haven't experienced yet here in our church. That's really just been the burden of my heart. God, would you just take us as a church into a deeper life of prayer? That something's been in my heart that our times of worship together and the times that we have in the Word together and even sharing testimonies together, God would just use that as a means to stir our hearts and call us to a place of prayer. That in times of worship, God would just stop us in the middle of our worship and put something on our hearts and say, this is on my heart and I want you to pray for it. And in times in the Word together, the Lord would stir our hearts together and we would find ourselves on our knees together as a church praying the things that are on God's heart. That everything that goes on in our service, God would just use it to carry us into a place of faith and prayer. That's what's really been on my heart. And I do have to say this, it has to be something born of the Spirit. It has to be something that God sovereignly does. It has to be the sovereign move of God's Spirit lifting us up together as a church, as one body, and carrying us into this deeper place of prayer. Listen, I've been there. Man's schemes and man's strength will only carry you so far, but yet it will fail to bring you in. And the last thing I want to do in the world is one more time try to conjure up an atmosphere of prayer in my own strength. That doesn't go anywhere. It truly has to be a moving of the Spirit of the Lord. Listen, if it's not a moving of the Spirit of the Lord, then hearts won't be engaged in it. If it's not a true moving of the Spirit of the Lord, then you know, we'll find ourselves in our times of prayer praying half-hearted prayers. We'll find ourselves praying and then leaving right after we pray because our hearts aren't really in it. And there won't be a true oneness of heart. There won't be a true oneness of spirit. There won't be a binding together of our strength together as a church body. So it really does have to be born of the Spirit. And that's what I've really been praying. God, would your Spirit just birth something in the heart of this church that we as one would be carried and lifted up together and just drawn into a greater depth of prayer together. And no one would be left out. And that every heart would be engaged. That's what I feel from the Lord. And let me just share with you why there's just a yearning in my heart for this. Listen, as the church, we've never needed the Holy Spirit like we need Him in this generation. We've never needed Him like this generation. Listen, we are living in a generation so dark, so deceived, so bound by the power of Satan, and the needs in people's lives run so deep. And beloved, listen, man's strength and man's ideas and man's wisdom and man's order is absolutely powerless to penetrate that deep. Only the Holy Spirit can go that deep. Only the Holy Spirit can meet that depth of needs in people's lives. And I began reading Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 where it talked about the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And the reason why I chose that for our text is because God is showing us from the very beginning His remedy for darkness has always been the moving of His Spirit. God's only remedy for darkness has been the moving of His Spirit, beloved. And listen, I want to tell you something. As ministers in this church and as a church, we are so dependent upon the moving of the Holy Spirit. Listen, if lives are going to be changed, if lives are going to be transformed, the Holy Spirit has to move. He has to move. And listen, beloved, as a church, we need to sense our neediness and dependency upon the Holy Spirit like never before. And out of that weight of neediness and dependency, we need to pray. Listen, we need to pray like we need Him. We need to call out upon God like we need Him. Like never before, we need to be a church understanding, God, that it's not by might, it's nor by power, but it's only by Your Spirit. And we need to pray like we need Him. I could say that 100 more times because it is so real in my heart. More than anything else, more than preaching, more than singing, more than choirs, more than special music, we need to be a people that pray like we need the Holy Spirit. And that can only be birthed by the Spirit. Only God can open our eyes to see the depth of the problems and the adversity and the bondage that's all around us and how much we need Him. Beloved, I really feel prayer and the Holy Spirit will always go together. Amen. You know, I'm reminded of something Pastor Jim Simbel of Brooklyn Tab said some years ago, and it found a lodging place in my heart, and it's been there ever since. He said, the power of the Holy Spirit is connected to prayer. We experience the Holy Spirit's power only as we stay in the place of prayer. You cannot separate a Holy Spirit anointing from prayer. And we as a church will not experience everything the Holy Spirit can do in our church apart from being a praying people. And beloved, I want everything the Holy Spirit has for our church. I want to see every miracle He intends this year for this church. But I truly believe it all revolves around the prayer life. See, a church is called to be a well. And it's only as deep as its prayer life. Amen. Say it again. The church is called to be a well, a place where thirsty hearts can come in and find the true life of God. But the depth of that well is always determined by the prayer life. You know, when I first went into ministry, a man of God who I admire, he said, Tim, understand this. Prayer, little power. Little prayer, little power. Some prayer, some power. Much prayer, much power. Because the Holy Spirit connects Himself to prayer. That's just the design of God. But again, I have to say this. It's only something the Holy Spirit can bring us into. Man's schemes and man's strength, that's just like pulling teeth. It has to be something born of the Spirit. He has to pick us up and carry us together, and in the grace of the Lord, move into a deeper place. Amen. Now, I want to bring this out because I truly feel it's from the Lord. Listen, as the American church, there is something we need to be aware of. As the American church, there is something we need to be aware of. And I want to show you this. Go with me to the book of Amos chapter 6. Amos chapter 6, look with me at verse 1, just the first part of verse 1, then we're going to go to verse 4. Verse 1 says, "Woe to them that are at ease in Zion." Now look with me at verse 4. It says, "That lie upon beds of ivory and stretch themselves upon the couches and eat the lambs of the flock and the calves of the midst of the stall, that chant to the sound of the viol and vent to themselves instruments of music like David." So in other words, there are people that love worship music. Verse 6, "that drink wine in bowls and anoint themselves with cheap ointment." It says, "but they are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph." They have all these things, but yet they're not grieved for the affliction of Joseph. And here the Lord is speaking to the southern kingdom of Judah. He's saying, southern kingdom of Judah, we're going to call it the sister church. Your sister church, the northern kingdom of Israel, is about to be judged for its idolatry. It's about to go into a time of great judgment, a place of great distress, a place of great misery. And yet you're not even grieving in your heart. The Lord is saying you should be grieving in your heart, because my heart is grieving, but your heart is not grieving. And the Lord says the reason why your heart is not grieving is because you've gotten so caught up with the good life. You've gotten so caught up with the high life, comfort and convenience, that you can't even feel my burden anymore. You've gotten so caught up with the good life, you can't even feel the things that are weighing upon my heart anymore. And listen, I think as the American church, I think this is something that we need to be aware of. I really do. Listen, can I say this in love? I'm going to say it in love. I didn't hear no one say, "Pastor Tim, say it in love," but I'm going to say it in love anyway. Okay? Listen. Entertainment, television, theaters, sports, good food, good restaurants, comfort and convenience has made so much of the American church complacent. We've lost so much of God's heart. We've lost so much of God's burden, and the fire of prayer has died. Listen, the American culture has made so much of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ complacent. We've lost the fire of prayer because we've gotten so caught up in the good life. Beloved, listen to me. Listen to me. Listen, no one enjoys sports and no one enjoys good restaurants more than I do, but we can't afford to find ourselves in this place. Beloved, we need the Holy Spirit more than we've ever needed the Holy Spirit, and we can't afford to find ourselves in a place of complacency. The fire of prayer has died because we've gotten caught up in American good life. Amen. And I'm telling us now, listen, we've never needed the Holy Spirit like we've needed Him before, and our church should be thriving in prayer. And I'm not saying it's not, but just hear me. I'm talking about moving into a deeper depth into the year 2014. Our churches should be aflame in prayer, because we've never felt like we feel today, I need the Holy Spirit to move. Amen. You see it sitting on every pew in every church. The good life has sucked the life of prayer right out of my heart. Theaters, movies, television, good restaurants, good food, sports. Listen, I'm not saying turn off your television and become a self-martyr. I'm just talking about don't get sucked in by it. Don't let it steal your desire to prayer. Don't let it steal your desire to come to prayer meetings. Don't let it steal the desire to to find that place before God saying, God, we need you to move in this house. Amen. Amen. Now, here's what I want to end with. I told you I didn't have a sermon this morning. Just something in my heart that I feel is from the Lord. I just want to talk to you from my heart. You know, I really think the Lord wants to carry us as a church into a deeper measure of prayer together. But someone may be asking, well, Pastor Tim, this deeper place of prayer, if this is truly something the Lord is going to bring us into, what will it look like? Well, can I be honest with you and say, I don't know. I'm not going to try to draw a picture and say, this is what it's going to look like. I don't know. But here's what I do sense. In our services, we can't always worry about sticking to a format. In our services, we can't always worry about sticking to a set order. Our hearts have to be open to allow the Holy Spirit to come anytime and draw us into a place of prayer. If He wants to use worship to draw us into a place of prayer, He's open to that. If He wants to use the Word to draw us into a place of prayer, He's open to that. If He wants to use testimonies to draw us into a place of prayer, He's open to that. And listen, I'm not talking about confusion and chaos. Listen, God is a God of order. There's always going to be order. If you read, especially the Old Testament, the glory of God always follows order. God always blesses divine order. But listen, it's God's order. It's not man's order. It's not denominational order. It's not Baptist order, Methodist order, Pentecostal order. No, it's the way God wants to lead. And we've got to be open to that. He has to be able to step in anytime He wants to and say, I'm calling my people to prayer. And it may take grace to do it, but do it. My grace is available to you. Amen. Well, that's what was on my heart this morning. So can we stand? You know, I really do thank the Lord for the prayer life that we have. You know, there have been sovereign times where God has just stepped into the middle of our service and called us into prayer. There's been times God has put it on our heart. You're not singing today. You're not preaching today. You're praying today and just having a time around the altar. He's blessed us with Sunday night prayer meetings, and there's been a good move of God during those prayer meetings. So I'm very grateful for the time that we do have. But I really sense the Lord wants to draw us into just as a church. He wants to lift us up together in His grace. Lift us up together and just draw us into a deeper measure of prayer together. And I'm not going to call this an altar call, but what I am going to call this is, you know, going into the year 2014, if you're not comfortable, you don't have to participate in this, but if this is your church, going into the year 2014, can we just come around the altar and ask God to lead us? Can we just come around the altar and say, God, you know what you have in store for us this year. God, would you help us to see it? God, would you lead us into it? God, everything that you have for us, don't let us miss it. Help us. Would you lead us into it? So, beloved, just a very simple prayer, but let's seek God for this year, whatever He has for us. Let's just spend a moment together, praying together, just seeking God's will for our church this year. Amen. Amen. Lord, just as one of your churches that you've planted here in Grantville, Pennsylvania, God, we're just asking, Lord, that as we go into this new year, God, that you would just lead us according to the things that are in your heart, God. Father, if man's ideas or man's zeal tries to conjure up something, God, we just ask that you would put your finger on it, God. Lord, we don't want to spend our strength upon something that you're not calling us to. Lord, we don't want to spend our strength on something that's not after your heart, that you're not leading us into, God. We just want, Lord, what you want, God. Lord, I know you have a vision for this church, God. This church is a well. It's a well, God, filled with the life of God. Your life is here, God. And Lord, you know what you want to do, what you want to do with this well, God. And we're just asking for your leading, Lord. And Father, I thank you for this church. This is a great church, God, filled with people who love God, filled with praying people. God, people who pray and read their Bibles, not just when they're in church on Sunday, but they have a daily walk in prayer in the Word. And I thank you for that, God. And Lord, I'm just asking because I sense it's your heart. I'm just asking that your grace would lift us up together, God, as one body, and carry us into a depth of prayer as a church that we have never known before, God. Lord, I pray that we would feel the weight of our neediness, feel the weight of our dependency upon the Holy Spirit, God, and it would compel us to be a people of prayer. And God, we know the effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man, a righteous woman avails much. It moves your hand mightily in the earth. And we thank you for the assurance of that promise, God. And Lord, I thank you for what you've done here today. I thank you for the worship, God. I felt your presence. I felt your strength. I felt your encouragement. And I know others were ministered to also, God. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for just coming and sharing your heart for this new year, God. And help us just to hear it, Lord. Lord, help our hearts to bind together in vision, in focus, in strength. And as one body, in your grace, move according to your plan and your path. Father, we just thank you for your goodness. We love you with all of our hearts. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you this morning.